As they mentioned, it will be plans for a future Dollar General store. We do about 300 of these a year, so we like to put them up. We're good neighbors. If you have any questions, one thing that didn't show on the one slide is we are doing a major improvement to Quincy Lane right there. All our sites are concrete pavement, so we do come in with about a 75-foot access into that, so we do have truck traffic come in and out. We're widening that entrance, improving that, putting a new culvert in at the intersection of Quincy and Highway there. So currently, the site is being evaluated by Doug Carmichael with Terracon on the soil evaluation and the septic design. So,
okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, if that had been fully approved, because of the high amount of impervious cover is going to be on that. I think we need to know where that's going to go.
Right. We do have design, stormwater detention designed along the right-of-way there. There's a fairly substantial ditch up the northeast corner of the property. We'll do like a lineal detention area.
Yeah, right there.
Right. Stormwater is, of course, an issue on any site. And like I said, it is concrete pavement. We do manage those very well. Septic's not usually a big issue for us. We don't have a lot of restroom traffic. So,
yeah. We have any trouble with that.
Well, I understand that. Right. The footprint of that is a pretty good size. Mm-hmm. And without actually looking at topography of the land, I didn't know whether you was going to have to get into pumping up into a lateral field or.
No, we'll be fine with that. There's a little bit of fall across there.
It's pretty flat.
Yeah, we'd like a little more fall, of course, but, you know, we can't make it. But
yeah.
We can address that issue. We have quite a bit of distance right there. We can detain that water.
Yeah, there's probably always more, and it looks like there is.
Right, and we can go depth, so.
What are the intentions of the 2.24 acres?
The 2.24?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to sell that?
Oh, you mean the opposite? That's up to the owners. They'll retain ownership of that. We're just buying the one part, the 2.24, the remaining 2.17. Of course, you know, they couldn't tie into our septic or anything like that. But.
Looks like a split in the trees there on that other lot. It must be a power line through there.
It is. Just old overhead lines, no easements. I'm sure, Doug, you came across that.
Anybody else got any questions?
Have you been in contact with MoDOT as far as the retention basin? Your drawing's a little deceiving, the retention area. I'm sure part of it looks like it's on the right, or it may not be.
It's all on private property.
It's all on private property.
Right. Yeah, we finally got with MoDOT and said, where do you want this right-of-way to go? This is one of those areas, and Doug knows about this area, that nobody knew where the right-of-way's at. So MoDOT said, this is it. So, and again, that is skewed quite a bit. But
yep, it's kind of skewed. Yeah. Sorry about that. It did skew when I pulled it and moved it.
Just think small.
Yeah.
That's probably only a 60-foot right-of-way through there.
Okay.
Right.
Anybody else? Any questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Richard?
My name is Richard Fordyce, and I own the property 118 Quincy Lane. It is a vacant lot right now. We tore the trailer house down in February. And we had discussed on trying to either put a mobile home back up or a house for my son or something. It'd be
right
that
there,
very
right
corner.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, right
that
there.
Is that. My question, I'm in business myself. I'm all for businesses. I wish there was more of them. It just gives me a better chance to stay in business myself. My question would be is access to this piece of property, I understand they're coming off Quincy Lane. It's not very wide there, and it's not a very good site pulling out. When you look to the right, you don't see very far, and that's a corner right there, and they come flying. But like I said, if they want to build it, I'm all for it. I just don't know where it's going to be facing. Is it facing 76 Highway? I can't see the...
Showing the site plan.
You know, I'm not seeing Quincy Lane on that up there.
No, it's at the top.
Quincy's up at the top.
Yeah, right in here.
This will be the main entrance, so we're facing 76 that direction.
But the main access off of the road is going to be on Quincy Lane?
Yes.
So there's not going to be any other exit off of the highway, is what I'm
asking.
They're
going to widen Quincy Lane, put a stop sign up there.
I'm for that.
Here's the entrance. We're improving the entrance right there.
I didn't bring my glasses. No way I'm seeing that.
See, we're widening the entrance right here, Quincy Lane. We're putting that all concrete apron in.
This is Quincy Lane?
Yes.
Okay, I see there.
Yeah. We're going back about 76 to 80 feet, widening that whole entrance right there.
And then they're going to come in?
Right.
As soon as they turn in, they're going to turn in?
Correct. You can have that, but I'll take my glasses back.
Oh, God. you know, like I said, I'm just all for businesses, and that place has been for sale for years, and it's just you're going to have to look at access coming off there. There's already wrecks on that corner as it is because they do come flying around it pretty quick. We pull on and off that road in our trash trucks, and we haven't had any wrecks yet, but there's always going to be that number. But other than that, go for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
I get my only one.
Harlan?
Richard pretty much addressed the things that I was kind of wondering about, where the access is going to be. And I am the guy with the body shop around the corner, so I see the deputies come around the corner about 75 miles an hour once in a while. So I'm kind of thinking maybe that's going to be good for my business. So just bring it on. That's all I got to say.
Michael, that's you.
That's me.
Well,
appreciate these people.
Well, that's right. Delbert, did you want to talk to Delbert?
He's hard hearing in one ear. I can't hear him. I'm not the best. I've never done this before.
Okay. Either one of you.
Well, the only thing I can say is that it's exactly how they described the traffic, and we live on that road. We live right next to Richard's property. We live at 134 Quincy Lane, right next to Richard's property. So,
right there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. We live right next.
75
foot's going to be right in there in your property. So that road is extremely narrow, and it's what, country road, I guess you'd call it. I mean, you know, it's not concrete of that, but they go extremely fast. We can sit on our porch, which isn't that far, and hear them go by, and you'd think it was a racetrack. I hear all the motorcycles at night and everything, so we got to be careful of how things go in there. So, you know, we don't have any small children, but we do have four dogs, but then we have a chain link fence, so the dogs, we don't let them run. But I have to agree with everything they said, the two gentlemen that spoke, because it is bad, and they are right about that. So as long as it doesn't affect our septic systems and stuff like that, where it's going to cost us a fortune for, you know, maintaining them. So I guess that's all I got, unless my husband can think of something, Dad. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this speaking.
They're going to widen out the entryway, the road, and it's not going to be past your place, but right where they can get their trucks in. So it'll be plenty wide, and all the widening comes off of their property.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds a little better, because I figured if they were going to go this way, we're going to get scrunched, you know. But
all the widening comes off of their side of the property.
So. Okay. I'm not very good at this. I don't understand it real well, but I do I don't want it to affect me or, I mean, us or anybody else either as far. I don't want to be selfish about it. But if you see that road, it's very narrow. So, well, I appreciate your time and thank you. That's all I can.
Thank you. Mike, will you want to come back up and answer the question about the driveway? Explain to them how wide, how far back again that you're going.
As far as the entrance road coming in?
He can't hear real well.
Are you talking about the entrance road coming in?
Yeah, off of 76.
Right. Come in. We're going to come in off of the edge of pavement of the highway, somewhere between 75 and 80 feet back to the west, and that's all going to be a concrete entrance, concrete street. It's going to be wider, but the width will be on our property, so we won't be encroaching on your property, your neighbor properties. We'll go from like the north edge of pavement and widen across our property, across us.
Is that going to fix that bump that's coming from the highway down?
Oh, you mean right there as you get off?
You don't have nothing to do with that, man. That's a jolt.
Well, we'll have a real smooth transition from the edge of pavement onto. You won't have that dip. Because
well,
we're going to put a new culvert pipe underneath there.
It's not good for his business. It's not good for us.
No.
For us going through.
If you sold shock absorbers. Because I've been down that road. I know what you're talking about. So.
Something I missed, Mr. Chairman.
Hold up.
Something I missed on that, and he didn't check, but I know the answer, but that's Taney County Water District number 2 that you'll be connecting to, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. We have water right there on the
yeah.
site. But all the road widening will be on us. We're not
to the right, in other words.
As you're going
it
out.
It won't be anything on you guys.
Correct.
Hey.
Sir?
This is not a lunchroom conversation here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
I'm glad he answered your question, though.
Yeah, that's okay. It's my fault. I apologize to everybody.
That's all right.
Not used
I wanted him to talk to your husband because I knew he wouldn't be able to carry him.
Yeah, he's
that's
sorry.
The reason we got this started, but we don't want to do it all
you.
Night.
I apologize.
have we got a site distance from where that drive is going both directions?
The drive's already existing.
Yeah, you don't have to change it.
Right.
They're using Quincy Lane.
I know, but has anybody checked on a site distance?
I haven't talked to MoDOT, but I mean, they're working with MoDOT. We'd have to have the compliance from
right. MoDOT says that's where the entrance has to be.
Okay. That answered my question.
That's where you're going up on Quincy.
Right.
Because they won't let you put it in the corner.
Exactly, and that corner is a dangerous corner. I give you that. I was out there walking that center line of that road. It's dangerous, but
well, you got the curve on the other end too,
right?
By MM Highway, they
right.
can fly around there just as
right.
bad as they do on this end.
Logically, Quincy Lane is the best place for sight distance. So hopefully, people will slow down when they see the Dollar General there now.
Well, a lot of them will stop at the store, gas station. Are you there, Ron? Okay. We will resume this the 24th. We're not going to be here next Monday. It'll be the 24th.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Uh, 670 Amanda Road, nightly rental.
Representatives there. So 1725, 670 Amanda Drive. Talus Properties and Kathleen. Here's our Highway 86. Long Creek Bridge is right here to our left. Of course, this is Amanda. It's all the way at the very end of Amanda. You probably recognize this one from not that long ago. I think February 21st.
LaCour.
Yep, Brad LaCour property. Go through the pictures. Representative Kathleen is seeking the Planning Commission approval of Division 3 special use permit allowing for the night rental of the existing single family residence. Residence contains 5 bedrooms. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the single family residence was constructed in 2007. It is a 7,500 square foot home in the Oak Lake Estates subdivision. The home is on a 1.04 acre lot. A 2007 septic permit for the resident that included the following was issued. A 15